This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Can God be trusted when the situation seems hopeless? Leroy finds an encouraging answer from Isaiah chapter 36. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
The question presented in Isaiah chapter 36 is very simple. Can God be trusted? In the face of tremendous odds, overwhelming numbers, and a condition that seems hopeless, can a person place his faith in the Lord? This is a real issue, of course, in today's world. The international scene is filled with chaos, hate, and mistrust. Here at home, cities, families, even churches are divided. And there seems to be no power on earth that can turn things around to bring peace and tranquility. In today's reading, Isaiah chapter 36, we find an impossible situation facing King Hezekiah. King Sennacherib of Assyria had captured all the fortified cities of Judah and had laid siege to Jerusalem. The field commander blasphemed God, said he had no power, and graphically described how the people would suffer during the siege. But notice Hezekiah's reaction in the first verses of chapter 37. He tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and went into the temple of the Lord, and Hezekiah prayed, O Lord our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God. And God answered his prayer in a miraculous way. As I travel around to businessmen's conferences and talk with people and listen to their prayers, many of them are dealing with seemingly impossible situations. The man who has just lost his job and is wondering how he's going to feed his family. The person dealing with the terminal illness of someone he loves. The people struggling with children who are bent on going their own way, regardless of what they know about the Lord. There doesn't seem to be anything they can do to change the situation, and it all seems overwhelming. And Christian, it is, except for God. Let me share something I read not long ago. The grimness of the world cannot be allowed to determine our course of action for the future. We always have the choice, as Hezekiah did, to go before God in prayer and cast ourselves on His mercy and strength. Can he be trusted? Listen to Hebrews 13:5 from the Amplified Bible. For God himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down. Christian, do you believe that? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet Born to Reproduce is filled with practical encouragement in how you can win others to Christ and help them grow. We'd like to send you a free copy of this booklet by Dawson Trotman, founder of The Navigators. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Born to Reproduce. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, from Isaiah chapter 40, a promise from the Bible you can claim for anyone, anywhere, on Daily Discipleship.